الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولى العظيم. In this kitab with regard to sunnats, پیدائش کے وقت بچے کو کھجور چبا کر چٹانا. When a child is born, technique that some pious person chews some khajur, dates, and then together with his saliva gives it in the mouth of the child and actually on the palate of the child. Hazrat Asma bint Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anha riwayat farmati hai ke Makkah Muazzama mein Abdullah ibn Zubair paida hone wale the aur Quba mein aakar paida hue. Hazrat Asma bint Abu Bakr, the sister of Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the sister-in-law of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, says that when we reached Quba, then Abdullah ibn Zubair, her son, was going to be born. And he was born then in Quba. Main bachche ko lekar Rasool Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam ke paas gayi aur unki god mein dal diya. I went with my little child to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and put the child in the lap of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If she did it without parda, that was the time when the ayats of parda, the law of parda, was not revealed. It was the first child that was born in Quba. Ayats of parda were revealed later. Unhone khajur mangwai. Aap Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked for some khajur, some dates. Usse apne muh mein chabaya. Then Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam chewed it in his mouth. Phir apna luab aur khajur bachche ke muh mein dal kar. And then taking the saliva that was on the khajur and the saliva of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the khajur, uske taalu se laga diya, placed it on the palate of the child. So if you take the khajur on your finger and avoid the skin of the khajur, that will be difficult for the child to digest, etc. The inside, the meaty part of the khajur, and you put it on the palate. And naturally, the child will start sucking. The child likes sweet things, so it naturally starts sucking, and it takes that in. Phir bachche ke liye barkat ki dua ki. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua of barkat for the child. Ye wo pehla bachcha tha jo musalman mein paida hua. This is the first child that was born to the Muslims when they came to Medina Sharif. حضرت ابو موسیٰ اشعری رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ بیان کرتے ہیں کہ میرے گھر لڑکا پیدا ہوا. حضرت ابو موسیٰ اشعری رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ says that a child was born in my house, into my family. میں اسے لے کر نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی خدمت میں حاضر ہوا. I went to نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم with the child. آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اس کے منہ میں کھجور چبا کر ڈالی. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم chewed khajur and put it in the child's mouth. That is the sunnat. Now, what modern science has proven with regard to this sunnat. Maa ke pet mein bachche ko jo kharak milti hai, uska aur khajur ka mizaj bilkul yaksa hai. The food, the nourishment the child gets while in the womb of the mother, that and the nourishment which is in khajur is exactly the same. حتیٰ کہ ماہرین کے مطابق جو اجزاء بچے کو ماں کے پیٹ کی خوراک میں ملتے ہیں بالکل وہی اجزاء کھجور کا حصہ ہے. Experts of this field say that the food that is given, the nourishment to the child in the womb of the mother, exactly the same nourishment is found in khajur also. So what a person, if he changes his diet suddenly, it will have an adverse effect. So to get used to, now it's in the world, it's going to eat a lot of other things, to get used to this, but first that same diet that it was getting all the time. اکثر ولادت کے بعد بچے کو گھٹی یا پھر جدید قسم کا ایک مرکب دیا جاتا ہے. Normally he says that after child birth, people in old days, in primitive places, they give a certain type of a majun, a certain type of tonic. And in modern times, with modern medicine, they have something else in its place which they give. Jisse bachche ka maada aur aante saaf ho jave. Even in the hospitals, they give a liquid to the child to drink which clears the intestines and the stomach of the child. It like flushing it out, cleaning it out. Uske liye khajur ka bacche ke maide mein pahunchna tamam murakkabat se aala aur mufeed hai. And the best of all these things what they can give, the best is khajur, that if you give, it cleans out that whole system thoroughly. But so from here also we learn that as soon as the child is born, adhan must be given, tahneek must be done. But unfortunately, this is also delayed. And this actual benefit that was supposed to be achieved is lost. Before in the maternity homes, before they give their medicine to the child, we must give our khajur. And long before we wait for a week, then we make tahneek. That later that day, the next day we make tahneek. Tahneek, the purpose of it is to clean that system. This should be done as soon as the child is born. One side, we delay adhan also. Many of us suffer from an inferiority complex. In the maternity homes, we are not prepared to give the adhan, to ask permission. We are shy, which should not be the case. There then, the first thing the child hears in most cases is music which is playing there. And if music is such a harmful thing, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that when a person listens to music, then hypocrisy grows in the heart. Like in the desert, it seldom rains. But when it does rain, then there is a plant that grows 4 meters overnight. So, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, hypocrisy, nifaq grows in the heart even faster than that by listening to music. And therefore, unfortunately today, nifaq amali is very common. It might not be still nifaq i'tiqadi, but nifaq amali, weakness in our amal, to compromise our deen, inferiority complex, to think that other Western ways are more superior, to be shy about our deen, because of this listening to music where we listen today on the cell phone, the musical tone, or somebody else's cell phone. We might not get the guna if it's somebody else's phone, but the harm will be caused. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, if somebody plays the fools with you, and he gives you laxative in your food, etc., Jamal Gota, you won't get guna, and you won't be responsible for running 10, 12 times to the toilet, and you may be dying that also. You won't be guilty of committing suicide, but you will have to take the lota and run to the toilet over and over. The effect of it is will happen. So therefore, this music, and then again, this other medicine which they give first to the child. Before that, we should give the khajur, which is sayyidul thamar, the best of fruit. A fruit is extremely good, and the king of fruit is khajur. Therefore also, we are told to open our roza with khajur. Khajur has got so much nutrients that it is sufficient when a person opens his roza with it. The common staple diet of the Arabs till today is khajur. They just have the khajur and water, and that is sufficient for them. So this is extremely good for a person. Akthar wiladat ke baad, akthar bachche paidaishi kamzori mein mubtala hote hai. Normally, a child when it is born with weakness, it's a small little child. Agar unko paidaish ke fauran baad doodh, paani ya koi aur cheez di jayegi, to bachcho mein dast ki halat shuru ho jati hai. If immediately the child is given milk, etc., even the mother's milk, then it will have diarrhea. It's the stomach is still too weak to absorb and take in all the things of the food. That's why gradually the child, first just some liquid water, milk mixed with water, slowly, and then liquids, then soft things, slowly as the stomach becomes stronger. And many people, when they suffer from some stomach ailment, when we were studying in Mia's farm by Mufti Sanjalvi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was a Hakim also, a grown up person, about 40-45 years, his stomach had become weak, and Hazrat Mufti Sahib diagnosed that his stomach has become like a child's stomach, extremely weak. Therefore, whatever he used to eat used to just go out. Then Hazrat prescribed for him again food just like a child. Again, build him up slowly, let his stomach become strong, then he'll be able to eat again meat stuff. other food stuff, rice, whatever else it is. So a child's stomach is still very weak, and khajur is the ideal thing for that little child. لہذا حضور اقدس صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا عمل آخرت اور قیامت تک مفید اور مسلم ہے. Therefore the practice of Nabi Kareem صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم of tahneek, and that also not the whole khajur for the poor small child, just a little bit put on its palate. And Huzur Sallallahu's practice has got all goodness. That is one. And besides that, the other great benefit is the barakat which is in there. It has been proven that, like when Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to blow in water, then even till today, if you read some ayats of the Quran Sharif, etc., and you blow, a little bit of the saliva must also go with. There is great effect in there. So that goes into the child. And of a pious person, the child is, and we have seen with our eyes, those people whose tahneek was made by great buzurgs. And particularly before all the other things, before the music, before the other medicine, they grew up to be extremely pious, righteous. They became ulama, righteous ulama. So these are extremely valuable teachings of our deen, which we should try and adhere to. Where possible, the delivery should be at home. And then it is in our control. And then give, first of all, give the azan in the right ear, the takbir in the left ear, make the tahneek, etc. This very beginning is the most important. Like in a marriage also, the very beginning is the most important. But unfortunately, we spoil it. Now we're with a honeymoon, go and sleep in some resort, in some hotel. With all that other, their linen, their way of life, all that music, we start off on the wrong foot, and then we expect barakat in the whole life. If you start off on the right foot, the same with a child also. Start off on the right foot, you will get the goodness in your whole life. So these are very important things. And custom, riwaj, unfortunately that destroys us. We should come above that. And for us, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be the prime factor and object in our lives. Everything that we do, we should try and do according to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab, Kashkol-e-Marifat, where Hazrat's different aspects for all different things, like all variety of things put in a basket. Kashkol is like a basket, and all the variety of ma'arif that Hazrat has put in one basket. We were reading here the very important subject about Islah of the heart, which is the most important. And today, sadly and generally, even in dunya's matters and even in dini matters, we are more concerned of the branches than of the roots. Whereas the roots are the most important. Any person, no matter how stupid he may be, and he knows nothing about planting and agriculture, but if a tree's branches, the leaves are becoming dropping off, the branches are turning yellow, the fruit is not coming right, nobody will go and put fertilizer on the branches, on the leaves, etc., or put water there. We know it must be, you have to work on the roots. So that is the most important. So this whole subject which we are doing is about the heart. In the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Rabbi la tukhzini yawma yub'athun, yawma la yanfa'u malu wa la banun illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. Biqalbin salim. The heart must be right. And the five tafsirs and the five tests to see if our heart is qalb salim or whether it is qalb saqim, whether it is a sick heart. The first one was alladhi yunfiqu malahu fil bir. A person, we should see, are we spending our money, or are we stingy not spending? And when we are we spending it in good causes? A person who has got a good, healthy, spiritual heart will be spending money in good causes. The second sign of a good, healthy, spiritual heart, الَّذِي يُرْشِدُ بَنِيهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ, who guides his children towards the truth. Had a tarbiyat, upbringing according to Islam, Iman, the education according to Iman, Islam, try and have them engaged, involved in deeni activities, bring them onto deen. And the third is الَّذِي يَكُونُ قَلْبَهُ خَالِيًا عَنِ الْأَقَائِدِ الْبَاطِلَةِ, that there are no false beliefs. Today open false beliefs are coming. Qadiani beliefs, Shia beliefs, Salafi beliefs, Bidati beliefs, all these wrong things. And the least is, which also we have to avoid totally, is there should be no superstition in the heart. And superstition is also unfortunately very common. Various types of superstition. And in fact, how many people believe superstition to be part of deen? What an antithesis to the truth and to righteousness. That what is totally haram, we regard it as part of deen. And those who know a lot about what different superstitions are, that if the cat runs across the road, if the cat meows at night, then that is a learned person. A pious, learned person, he knows all these things, which are totally haram things. And the fourth is, الَّذِي يَكُونُ قَلْبَهُ خَالِيًا عَنِ الشَّهَوَاتِ الَّتِي تُؤَدِّي إِلَى النَّارِ, that he hasn't got excessive lust in his heart, which takes him to Jahannam. And what perfect tafsir our mufassirins have made. They didn't say you mustn't have lust. If you haven't got desire and lust, you won't fulfill your wife's rights. There will be no children coming in the world. Everyone makes mujahada that he has, that all his desire must be totally removed. There will be no children in the world. So no, it must be there, but it must not be gone. It must not go over the limit, which takes a person to haram. You have to satisfy your wife, satisfy your own nafs also, and in a jais and halal way, but it must not go over that limit. So if it's not going over the limit, a person has got a healthy heart. If it's going over the limit, his heart is not healthy. He's got a sick heart and he needs treatment. And don't sit with the sickness. It will increase. Any sickness, doctors shout sometimes, why you took so long to come? You should have come long ago. Same way, the spiritual diseases also, we shouldn't sit with them until we fall into a guna. And we get destroyed, you get humiliated. Don't wait for that time. Before that time, take the treatment, and then we are, and a person whom Allah blesses with purity of the heart as far as this haram is concerned, his eyes are pure, his mind is pure, only ask him what jannat he's enjoying already. And a person who's involved in all evil thoughts all the time, always wants to look at women and looks at them, this dirt and filth that comes in, that person is here in this world in Jahannam, which comes in the Hadith Sharif, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ النَّاظِرُ وَالْمَنْزُورِ إِلَيْهِ, Allah's la'anat on that person, on whom Allah's la'anat is, where can he be expecting Allah's rahmat? Where can he be expecting to be a wali of Allah Ta'ala? So the fourth sign is we should see that our hearts and take treatment. There is treatment. Don't ever think that there is no treatment. Many people justify the guna that I'm overcharged with lust. I've got too much vuma in me, too much lust in me. And I just fall into guna. No, it's not the case. There is treatment. Take the treatment and go to the specialist. A GP, when he also sees that you need a specialist, he refers you to a specialist. So go to the specialist in the field, take the treatment, and for life you will get najat. And you will see what enjoyment you live in, with what enjoyment you live in life. And the greatest of the fifth tafsir, which was of Sufyan Thawri, rahmatullah alayh, that الَّذِي لَا يَكُونُ فِي قَلْبِهِ غَيْرَ اللَّهِ, that in his heart there is no one and nothing besides Allah. Only Allah is in your heart. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan e ho. My heart becomes an open field. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein, in my body, bajaye aab o gil, in place of the sand and water with which my body is made, dard e dil ho, dard e dil ho, dard e dil. It be replaced, it be converted with the love of Allah Ta'ala. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, when I make the dhikr of Allah, and I say, Allah, 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 it is as though every hair of my body turns into a river of honey. And honey just flows, what enjoyment. So the whole body be converted in the love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر. A person reaches that state that he looks at no one or nothing, only Allah Ta'ala. اب نگاہ کہیں نہیں ہے, اب کوئی نہیں نگاہ میں, محو حیرت کھرا ہوں حسن کے جلوہ گاہ میں. When you see Allah, then you stand astonished in Allah's beauty parlor. You're just seeing Allah's beauty, whether it's sunrise, whether it's sunset, whether it is the fans or the air cons, all are by Allah Ta'ala. Allah has made the raw materials, Allah has made the brains, Allah has put it in the brains, Allah has made everything. In everything you only see Allah Ta'ala. Whether you look at aeroplanes, whether you look at ships, whether you look at byways and highways and freeways, all this, Ya Allah, is you. You have done all this. Tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar. Ab nigaah kahin nahi hai, ab koi nahi nigaah mein. That a person, so much zikr, so much ta'alluq with Allah, that now his eyes are on nothing and no one. And nothing is no more in his heart, in his eyes. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. محو حیرت کھرا ہوں حسن کے جلوہ گاہ میں, تیرے جلووں کے آگے ہمت شرح و بیان رکھ دی. When I see all your beauty, جلوہ of Allah Ta'ala, in our lowly way to understand is halwa. We understand halwa, that when we get halwa, we forget everyone. We see people when they eat, they don't think of the person next to them. He wants water, he's looking, he's asking, nobody even hears, he's so. And if we could have that concentration in our namaz, 1/10 of that concentration in our namaz, what we got when we eating food. The poor people who respect us, we are visitors, they are bringing the platters, nobody looks up to look at them also. They don't even make place for that platter to be put. All so busy with their eating, they got no time for no one. So if a person can be with Allah like that. Maulana Musa Akudi said a very good point on the occasion of nikah. He quotes from Hadraji Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He says that Hadraji used to say that normally we regard a woman to be the weaker sex, but Hadraji says she's so strong that under the father's protection and care that she grew up for 18-20 years, under the mother's so much of love and tarbiyat, and how much she cared for her, and she was entwined with her brothers and sisters. They were laughing, talking, fighting, joking. They were so close. Where she was born and bred and she grew up, the whole environment she's used to, her friends, neighbors, everyone. But just on that one, that when they ask her, are you married to marry so and so, she says yes. She pulls herself from her, with her roots she pulls herself out. And completely she draws herself out and gives herself wholly to a stranger. A truly Islamic marriage, she doesn't know the boy. She hasn't spoken to the boy. Maybe she just looked at him once, he looked at her. But other than that, he doesn't know. She doesn't know what. Then she hands herself fully over to him. Her whole izzat she gives to him. Her whole life she gives to him. She leaves her parents one side. When she was leaving, she cried. But the minute she sat in the car and closed the door, she was laughing. Happy, now she's going to her husband's house. She left her parents, she left everyone. So that lesson we should learn, and we should pull ourselves out from everything and give ourselves to Allah like that. And when a person gives himself to Allah like that, how much Allah appreciates it. Ibrahim ibn, whoever, whichever buzurg, whichever person gave himself to Allah, Allah gave him izzat in this dunya. Allah made him a wali. On the people's tongues, Allah said, he's a wali. Everyone, buzurg, now all, damat barakatum. When he passes away, rahmatullah alayh, just because he gave himself over to Allah Ta'ala. And in the same way also, further, we should understand that the husband also should appreciate that girl like that, who has given herself, drawn herself out totally from her roots, pulled herself out to pull something from the roots out. And then she gave herself to you, now appreciate her also. Don't take her like, she's not your slave, and she's not your khadima, she's not your worker, she's your partner, rafiqa-e hayat. She's your partner in life, respect her, and honor her according to that. In a business, if you are partners, and the one just little bit you do, treat him badly, he'll take immediately. Your wife is your partner, but how lot we take them for granted. We don't appreciate. There's no thank you, there's no jazakallah, there's no please, there's no appreciation what they do for us. Yeah, shouting like a slave she is in the house, and hurting her feelings, breaking her heart. That is the order of the day. Whereas there is no permission for this at all. That in the hadith, al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. Yeah, why Muslimuna referred to? Mawlana Abrar al-Haqsab rahmatullah alayhi explained, because your muamalat with Muslimin are kathirul wuqu. Most of your matters are to do with Muslims, not with non-Muslims. Otherwise, you're not allowed to harm non-Muslims also. But why Muslim is mentioned? So from there we understand those who are the closest, they are the most important. Don't overlook them. Don't take them for granted. They are the first people. Charity starts at home. They are the first people that you must show respect to, that you must show honor to, that you must show adab and respect. Outside, we do a lot. One of the systems, the Shaykh's khidmat, putting his shoes straight, that is to bring humbleness. Not only for the, but that is just a learning point, a starting point, but it must come totally into our lives. Not only that, when we were in the Khanqah by the Shaykh, lot of other respect outside for no one. No, that is the starting point. Then learn respect for everyone. Learn respect for our parents, our ustads, for everyone. Everything else also. We start off there, and with the wife, respect her also. Maulana Ahmad Haturani Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Idri Rafiq Haturani, their father, I saw with my eyes with great amazement that he would open the door for them. He said, "Ye alim hai." The father, and he's a great alim himself, he hid himself too much. He did not make known what a great alim he is. Look at his kitabs he has written, then we'll get an idea what a great alim he was. And tajweed of Quran Sharif and Sahih, when there was, at that time when there was no sihat of Quran Sharif. He was a master in the field, but he hid himself very, very much. But how lot respect he showed to his children also, that they are alim. So respect, these are very, very important points that we should learn. So these are the five points that we should check ourselves, whether we've got healthy hearts. And today the world is worried. The minute a person reaches 40, must go for checkup. I don't know how many arteries may be blocked. I don't know what may be happening. Everyone is worried. And one friend or one associate in that group of ours has to die. The rest get so worried. One friend, one cousin of mine, one other cousin had passed away at the age of 53. These were round about 40. So another cousin got very worried. He told this cousin of mine, "We must go for checkup. Just see our cousin, 53, he passed away suddenly. Nothing wrong, one heart attack, it can happen to us." They came to a very famous cardiologist in Lodium. He has passed away. What was his name? Famous. Anyway, he was in Lodium, very famous cardiologist, very good, very pious also. So he checked up on both of them. This person who was worried, he told him, "You all right." But this person you came with, that I don't think he's going to live till tonight also. He's in very, very dangerous. He asked, "Who drove?" He said, "He drove." "How can he drive? His condition is very bad." So he told him, "Please, when you go back, don't let him drive. And you encourage him, he must come for a bypass operation, and it must be done by tomorrow. Tomorrow is also late, but I'm just giving chance till tomorrow." So when they went out, and he said, "Don't tell him now, he'll get a shock." So he told him, "If you don't mind, I'll drive." He said, "No problem, you want to drive, you drive." When they reached home, then he told him, "This is what the doctor said." But he said, "I'm not feeling anything wrong with me, I'm feeling quite fine." The doctor phoned him at night and told him, "You have to come in tomorrow, I have to book you in, and we have to do your heart operation." Dr. Moti. So he told, "But I'm feeling fine." He said, "No, you don't know, your condition is very bad." So his wife told him that take a second opinion. So the next day then, he came to Dr. Jasad. Dr. Jasad checked him up. He asked him, "Did you go running to the specialist yesterday?" He said, "No, nothing." He says, "Everything is fine, only your blood pressure is a little high, not danger also, just little high." So then that Dr. Moti passed away. then he's still living. Till today he's still living. The cardiologist who wanted to, so insisting that he won't live till tomorrow, perhaps tonight also he'll be gone, he'll be a goner. Poor doctor is gone. And doctor, Allahu Akbar, how he's smart also. He was a pious person. Every operation he should make 2 rakats, nafil namaz, give sadqah and then operate. But when he passed away, how his mort came, he, anesthetic was given to the patient he had to operate, he just bent down to ostat and he died of a heart attack. So everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. The same cousin of mine, another very interesting story, he developed some pain on his cheekbone, this side or this side, one of the two sides. So he came and see one of our cousins who's a doctor. Doctor said, I don't find anything wrong, I'll refer you to an ENT. Go and see him. He went and see him. That doctor checked him up, ENT, specialist, who's got his PhD in everything. And PhD, Pirawa Dimagh, permanent head damage. Well, he checked him up, so he also couldn't find anything, but he noticed that he's got a hearing aid. So he asked him, your ear, you got a hearing? He said, yeah, I had operations. So he said, if you wish, I'll operate on the other ear. He said, I couldn't control my laughter. For what he wants to operate on the other ear? The pain is on this side. Just because he knows, I told him I had operation on this ear, now he wants to operate on that ear. So this is the condition of these poor doctors also. So anyway, so the heart, so a person, he's got little bit heart problem, how he's worried. And the most that can happen, you get a heart attack and you die. And in any case you're going to die. If not today, tomorrow. If not from a heart attack, from a motor car accident, some bullet, some cancer, whatever. But you are going to die. And all these are just excuses. Maut is written. And these are just excuses. But if you are not treating your heart problem, spiritual heart, when you die, your problems will start. They won't end. With this dunya, if you got terrible heart problems, terrible other problem, with death, they all your problems come to an end. But if we got spiritual heart problems, your problems will start in the qabr. If our iman was not correct, if there wasn't ikhlas, if the lust of woman had destroyed us, all these terrible things, then our problems will start. So that treatment is more urgent. But unfortunately, because one, it is free, even in a government hospital, you might be paying 70 rand for all your treatment. And in a private clinic, don't even talk of the figures that you have to pay. But here, for spiritual heart treatment, free, maale muft dile be raham. Because it's free, we don't have, but this is the most important, to take treatment of the heart. Further, Hazrat writes, Deen Islam is hadith ke haisiyat. This hadith with regard to the hadith of the heart, ala wa inna fil jasadi la mudghatun, that there is a piece of flesh in the body. If it's right, the whole body will be right. If it is not right, the whole body will not be right. Hazrat writes on that, is hadith ko muhaddithin ne imadud deen farmaya. The muhaddithin has called it the pillar of deen, on which deen is standing. One of the foundations of deen. Chunanche Hadrat Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali Arqam Farmate, Mulla Ali Qari writes, Qala Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali, Ittafaq al ulama ala a'adamil mawqai hadha al hadith. The ulama are united on the very high important position of this hadith in deen. Wa kathrati fawa'idihi, and the amount of benefits in it. فَإِنَّهُ أَحَدُ الْأَحَادِيثِ أَلَّتِي عَلَيْهَا مَدَارُ الْإِسْلَامِ. It is one of the hadith on which the foundation, which is the foundation and the building of Islam rests on this hadith. قِيلَ هِيَ ثَلَاثُ حَدِيثِ. They said that there are three hadith which are the foundations, which are the pillars of deen. What are the three hadith? الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. The first hadith, which most of the muhaddithin have mentioned first in the kitabs, that all actions are according to intentions. If intention is not right, then nothing will be right. That hadith and this hadith about the heart are, you can say, approximately the same. Niyat also has to do with the heart. And this hadith also is saying about the heart must be right. So niyat is one of the important hadith. وَحَدِيثُ مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ. And the beauty of Islam, the final touches Like a house is ready, everything. But the wife, the family, children are not prepared. They say the tiling is not done. You can live in a house without tiling. They say the curtains, so much so they say the gardening is not done. Until then we cannot go and stay in that house. The carpets are not in. So the beauty of Islam, which is the tasawwuf, that the perfection, that you get, that is that hadith, min husni Islam al mar'i tarku, that is the second hadith, وهذا الحديث. And this hadith, ألا وإن في الجسد لمضغة. These three ahadith. Then Hazrat quotes from Imam Nawawi, عبارة شرح مسلم للنووي رحمة الله عليه. إجمع العلماء على عظم موقع هذا الحديث وكثرة فوائده وإنه أحد الأحاديث التي عليها مدار الإسلام. قال جماعة هو ثلاث الإسلام وأن الإسلام وأن الإسلام ثلاث ثلث الإسلام third of Islam وأن الإسلام يدور عليه and Islam is the is on build on it وعلى حديث الأعمال من نيات وحديث من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه. So there's three things we should be concerned, worried about our heart. Today these are few things which will hardly cross our mind, whereas it should be predominant, not in the back but in the front of our mind. That the heart is called heart in Arabic, qalb. Qalb means yuqallib. It keeps on changing. So my heart, what condition is it? It keeps on changing. Like the Sahaba radiallahu anhu say, we were in the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, heart was in a different condition. We went to our families, there it was in a different... So immediately, they were worried. They came out, Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu anhu, Nafaqa Hanzala. Hanzala has become a munafiq. That there his heart is one condition, here his heart is another condition. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, when he asked Hanzala radiallahu anhu, he said, this is my problem also, let's go immediately for treatment. They went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the heart we have to, and we don't think what is the condition of our heart. Is the, first of all, even if Islam is left, today we are living in such dangerous times that Islam goes out of the heart. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ And you don't know. You're still making your namaz, but your iman is gone out. Therefore, tajdeed iman is very necessary in these times. Regularly, tawbah, istighfar, reading our kalimas, refreshing our iman with Allah is very, what jokes we make. We listen to one person in a Shab Guzari night, he was giving bayan and he spoke something right out of line. The people asked the masala to the ulama. They told them, you also repeat your iman, renew your iman. Because what you heard, what he said, that was kufr. And you kept quiet at that time. Taradi bil kufr is also kufr. That if somebody speaks in a gathering of kufr and we keep quiet, and we don't say any, and we have got the qudrat, if we haven't got, but in our heart we feel bad. But we don't even feel bad about it. So sometimes what we speak about, and he was giving a dini talk about Musa alayhi salam, but he said something which was against the shan of Nabuwat, and which brought kufr lazim. So we don't know what we speak sometimes while we're giving a dini talk in the masjid. Forget then the jokes we're making outside. And the other end, wedding time, what environment exists. What people are free, what freelance thinkers. And what then, what is spoken. Any other time you go and meet, and just two, three, one person, a poisoned mind has to be there. And he poisons that whole gathering. One time, Maulana Abrar Ahmed Sahab, Rahmatullahi Ali Dulyawi, was with Maulana Iqbal Patel of Lusaka, and there was one other person, Dunya, and that person spoke. When he kept on speaking, after the majlis got finished, Maulana told Maulana Patel that let us go and make two rakat salatu tawbah. How could we allow him to speak? You're speaking rubbish. And we were just keeping quiet. When they let us make two rakat salatu tawbah. These are people who are concerned of their iman. We make any type of joke, we're listening, we're talking, anything. And we just passing it off. May Allah protect our iman, which is the most vital thing. So we have to be very concerned. So this heart, the condition of our heart, is iman in there or not? Are we seeing the signs of iman or not? The other thing which we are totally unmindful is shaitan. Allah declared, "Inna shaitana lakum aduwwum mubin." He's your open. He's not hiding his enmity. But do we even think that if like that in our lives, daily lives, we know we have got one enemy. My neighbor is my enemy. That certain person, we just have to pass his car on the road. Also we think he didn't make any sign. He pointed to us and he said, I'll kill you or something. What then? What thoughts we get about him? He says some words and we just take a meaning that what else he meant. But Shaitan, who is our open enemy, and we're not concerned. And who told us? Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. But we don't think that we have got this enemy. We don't live a life that there is an enemy on us. The other is nafs, which Allah Ta'ala says, Inna nafsa la ammaratum bisu. Nafs is kathirul amar bisu. It gives us a lot of all the time to tell us to do evil. If we know, sometimes all of us maybe have experienced that we know a certain person always is poisoning my mind. He's putting things in my mind. Then you start keeping away from that person. There is a dangerous person. Nafs, which is who's poisoning us so much, we don't even think of him. So those are our unmind. And this is all what the tasawwuf is. The tasawwuf is no musibat from out of the earth and the skies. It is just carry on with all our normal life. But these realities come into our life. That we realize we must be like Maulana read about, Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib, kya? Na koi ghair aa jaye, na koi paas, na koi raah pa jaye. No other person. Harim e dil. Harim, the Arabs call a harim where the women stay, the haram, in the house. And nobody dare come there. They cannot tolerate it. Where the women stay in that, the private quarters of the house where the women are, no stranger must ever come there. So the haram of the heart is only for Allah Ta'ala. So na koi ghair aa jaye, na koi raah pa jaye. Nobody must come in here. Apne kya? Harim e dil ka Ahmad hamesha paas ba rehna. Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pratap Gari Rahmatullah Ali is telling him, sir, watch your heart, don't let any other, more than a stranger enters the haram of your, where your women are, more than that what is sacred is where Allah is. And we don't even worry, we don't even think about it. How the other things, magazines we look at, now this thing's love came in, sometimes haram things, some sports, some scores, some what and what, these things all come into the heart, but we're not concerned about anything. We're just carrying on with life. We are not like other people. We are Muslims. We are ummatis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We know in the sense to know, and to know there is difference. We know we have to die. And so we have to be concerned. And when will maut come? And if maut comes and our heart is not in the right condition, it keeps on changing. What a sad thing it will be. So we have to be concerned that when our maut comes, may Allah bless us, be kind to us, that our heart is in a good condition. There is an iqbal of Allah, and the istiqbal of Allah is there. If maut comes on that, alhamdulillah, what to say? But we don't know. So a person has to be concerned all the time. Ulama ka ijma'i ki hadith azim ushan hai, aur kathirul fawaid hai. This hadith is a very great hadith, and it has got great benefits. If we had to find some formula for something on the internet, on the computer, everyone's pens and papers should come out. Let me write down that website. Everyone will write it down now immediately. But this year, you know, nothing. It's not for us. It's not important. Where for anyone else is it going to be important? Where are we going to even read it again, refer to it? It's not important to us. And for other people. اور یہ حدیث ان تین احادیث میں سے ایک ہے جن پر اسلام کا دار و مدار. There is one of the hadith, one of the three hadith on which depends the whole of Islam. ایک جماعت نے کہا یہ حدیث ثلث اسلام ہے, یعنی اس میں تہائی اسلام ہے. One group of علماء have said the third of Islam, one third, 33% is in this hadith. وہ تین احادیث جس پر مدار اسلام ہے یہ ہے, the three hadith on which Islam is built. Ala wa inna fil jasadi mudghatun, just hadith here. Innama al a'malu bin niyat, and min husni islam al mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi. Tarjuma ho chuka. A'mal ki qabooliyat ka madar ikhlas e niyat par hai. From here also let us understand another very important point. Many people who are in deen, they worry about a'mal and they don't worry about ahwal, halat, kayfiyat. So if you do a lot of amal, well, big darul ulum, whole life you give in jamaat, every year hajj, umrah, all the time, but niyat is not right, not even zero, it's minus. So that kayfiyat of ikhlas, how important. If there is an iman, if you are doing lot of amal, lot of good deeds, but there is hypocrisy, nifaq, all your amal, if you give them a value, zero. And amal's value is zero without ikhlas and without Allah Ta'ala. So no matter how many namazes you make, they are all zero. No matter how much hajj you make, how many darul ulooms you build, how much you go in jamaat, all zero. But when you do it with ikhlas for one Allah, now you put one zero after it, now it's no more zero, now it's a ten. Add another zero, now it's 100. Add another zero, now it's 1,000. Carry on adding zero and the value is just increasing all the time. But that is when your iman is right, when your ikhlas is right. So without that, all your amal are zero. And zero plus zero, zero plus 100 zeros is zero. But just that one Allah and ikhlas for one Allah we are doing it, now all that has got great, great value by Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Aadmi ka husn islam la ya'ni aur fuzul baato ke tark kar dene se, to give up la ya'ni, unnecessary, wasteful things, whether it's words, whether it's actions. And today we are so much involved in la ya'ni, and today in fact a person who does more la ya'ni he's the right man for company. A person who can just keep on talking, a person who keeps quiet, bad company. He's a dud, he's boring, he's a bore. Don't bring him in our company. You keep him far. Having a bride, please don't bring him here. He'll just sit in one corner and eat two pieces and he won't even talk. A person who talks all the time, who makes a noise, who jokes, he's good company. Whereas deen is totally the opposite, completely. A person who gives up la ya'ni. And la ya'ni, one time Hadraji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, somebody was taking him to Heathrow Airport in London. And the driver, like many people have got a habit, looking around all the time. So Hazraji asked him to pull up one side and told him, now look as much as you want to. It's la ya'ni fuzul, looking this, and so dangerous, especially on a freeway where split seconds count, little bit of ghaflat and what happens there. But when you drive again, please just keep your eyes on the road. One person went to a buzurg for his islah, and he was still a visitor, he was deciding to become bayat, and he was sitting with his walking stick, and there was a box with dela, the dry clod of mud, to make his stinja. And his habit, he was breaking them all. So the buzurg told his khadim, bring that other full box and bring it, let him break all also. This is his work, just to break the delas. La ya'ni, nothing to do, just keep on doing that. A person, first of the month, his desk paid, clean, white sheet. And first day, one phone call comes, told him to hold on, and he's writing, and the whole, there is no place to see whether what color the page was originally. Whole thing, la ya'ni, fuzul. And this is the source of total barakati. In time when we, la ya'ni, fuzul in time, no barakat in our time. Fuzul in our money, spending, well, there's a small thing, doesn't matter. There is a small thing, doesn't matter. When we were building the Darul Uloom right at the start, one person gave me some very good advice. Many other people, Allah reward them all. He told me, see, that time a laborer worked for about 4 rand a day. He said, don't think it's just keeping extra laborer. That 4 rands count up. Don't keep any extra laborer. How much you need, keep only so many. Don't think it's only 4 rand, so it's all right. I can hire more unnecessarily. No, he said the barakat goes away. In all these matters, barakat goes away. Our money, where in fuzul we spend our money, extravagance, unnecessary, the barakat of money goes away. Our time we don't look after, barakat of time. Then we say there is no barakat in time. Even today, people who look after their time, what barakat in their time? And what work are they doing? And how much work are they doing? But those who don't look after their time, Allah takes away barakat. In our health, do the small, small things, don't think. The smoking a cigarette is a small thing. Drinking cold drink is a small thing. All these things take away the barakat in our health. The small, small takeaway things, junk food, all this takes away the barakat. look after the small, and there's a famous saying, look after the pence and the pounds will look after themselves. So these things, if we observe, Allah will give lot of barakat in everything. And when we don't, whole life just goes and time is just wasted. Which Allah Ta'ala says, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Allah takes qasam of time and declares those who don't look after time, well, the connection between the two is that man will be in a total loss. Total loss if we don't look after time. Money we lose, we can get back. Health we lose, we can get back. Even if a person, Allah protect us all, loses iman, he can get his iman back. He can again read kalima. But time that is gone will never come back. That is, time and tide waits for no man. And today, wasting of time, and forget wasting, to using time for haram and guna, that is even worse. Just to waste time is bad, and to use time in haram and guna, that is even worse. So these are the things that we should look after, and Allah will give Lord Barakat, inshallah. Allah give. You are from
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا، ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا غاية رغبتنا، ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا، وأكرمنا ولا تهنا، وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا، وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.